Today was a great opportunity for us to do that. You know, we moved our practice from Sunday. We had several guys that were ill. We have lots of flu and bronchitis and a little bit of walking pneumonia going around, and being able to get our guys back healthy and not go through one of those 15 without 7 to 9 guys was important. And we were able to get almost every one of them back today, which was good. So being able to move it one day created that for us. You know, getting those guys back healthy was important, and being able to make sure that we maximize those 15. So I was proud of the energy, the spirit today. I thought that was good. I thought procedure was really good. We had some adversity, obviously just changing locations, but they handled that seamlessly. Thought they did a really nice job of that. You know, these first couple of days in shorts are so important for us to evaluate not only our returners and where they've come from to where they are now, but really our new guys. And there was a lot of guys that I really paid real close attention today to were the newcomers that are already here. I wanted to see what J.J. Holmes could do. Got a lot of good looks at him today. Keyshawn Simmons and Willie McKayla, both those kids from Mississippi Junior Colleges, saw those guys play a lot today. Saw Willie flash off the edge. He's got some juice, like what we saw on the tape, which was good. Hassan defense, a corner out of Kilgore. Man, I like that guy. He's got something to him now. He's got some toughness. He's quick. I mean, he is an aggressive dude, and he can play. I like him a lot. Peyton Bender, the quarterback out of Itawamba, that guy can sling it. I mean, it was fun to really get to a practice and get to watch him throw the ball. So watching that thing come out, man, he got some juice. He can let that thing go. There's no doubt about it. Just more time with our guys is going to be a good deal for him, no doubt. Kerr Johnson, receiver from California, another guy that really stood out to us on tape, that he did a lot of the things today that we saw him do on tape, which is exactly what we wanted to see. And then Kyron Johnson, you know, an early enrollee from Arlington, Texas. He's a kid that should be in high school. Watching him get out there and get a few reps under his belt was good. I really focused a lot on those newcomers today, as well as watching, you know, our other guys come back out and play. But I wanted to see those guys. And the other place I really wanted to focus on was our guys up front, those 4 or 5 returning starters that we have up front. And then you throw in, you know, Charles Baldwin, you throw in Malik Clark, and you throw in, you know, Antoine Frazier, and see all those guys that have grown up and they're 300 pounds now. We haven't had that. I mean, to have that returning group of linemen back out there was something I really wanted to see, how much carryover they had and what the difference was and what it looked like, and it was refreshing. You know, I'm gonna answer your questions. I would just end with this. The thing that I really probably was most pleased with that I come away with after that first practice is I'm encouraged by the quickness that we showed on offense today. There's some dudes that can run out there. There's some real quickness going on out there. And we moved Shadler to receiver, and, man, he had a good day. He stood out to me. His dude's quick now. And those guys can go when they get it in their hands. We look quicker, which is exactly what you want to see as a coach. So, first day, hard to tell. We'll be able to find a lot more when we watch the tape here in a minute, but I'll take your questions.
Baldwin looked like he's in good shape, and how's his attitude? Is he ready to get after it? What are your impressions of him?
Yeah, I mean, I was impressed with the way that he looked today. You know, you see him a bunch until you see him put on a helmet and just kind of suit out. But he is actually really nice and slim. He's not a big fat guy. You know, he's done a good job with his weight. He's gotten serious about that. I think the prospect of playing and it meaning something is really something that's helped him. I know that's hard on any kid that knows he's going to have to sit and not get to play, but you can see a whole different dynamic from him. He really cares. I mean, every single play, he wants to know how he can get better, which is good. You love to see that attitude that he has, because he's got some nastiness to him now, but he also has a lot of want to do well for you as well. So it's been good to have him out there.
What did you see out of Bender today? So you got to watch him a little bit.
Yeah, I tell you, both those quarterbacks, I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about the offseason that Carter Stanley had. That dude worked his tail off, man. I mean, he had a terrific offseason. He threw the ball really well today. I thought he made some pretty good decisions. He had one tough throw early in the practice, but then he rallied and came back. He settled right down and went back into completing ball after ball and moving our team down the field just like he did later in the year. Peyton Bender, another guy that you can tell he just hasn't been with our guys a lot as much as Carter has, but he has got some talent now. That ball can get out, and it gets out quick, and he's ultra accurate. He throws a He threw one ball today that I don't know how he got it in there, but you could tell he was hanging on it, and I was wanting him to get off of it and get to the next read, but he dropped it in there to, I think, Quabbin Lassiter. It was a hell of a throw. I mean, you don't see those throws very often, and he made a great throw. Now, I'm not saying I want my guys to do that. I want you to make it the easy way, but it was a – he knew he could get it in there, and he put it in there. He's just got some – he got some zip, man. The ball gets out so quick that was impressive. You know, the more he plays with our guys, I think there's some good things to see in the future.
Do you think it's possible by the end of these spring practices when I have a clearer idea of who will be the number one QB between those two guys?
You know what? I'd love to tell you, yeah.
Are you
but
hopeful?
Oh, I mean, I'd love to tell you yes. Love to tell you yes, but I don't know that for sure because I think we got a couple of really talented, capable guys. I tell you who else looked good today. It was Tyreek Starks. I mean, Tyreek gets, you know, 7 reps on the day, and I mean, he impressed me because, I mean, I made it a point to make sure he understood that if you come out there and you're not in the right place with your eyes and your feet aren't clean and you don't know what you're doing, then we're just not going to give you any reps. And he took that to heart, and he did a really nice job. He's a talented dude now. Made some really nice accurate throws, put a couple of curls in there. I said it before, that guy's a talented guy. Now, when he knows what to do, he is a talent. But those other two guys, I think, are very capable. You can tell they played a lot of football. Both of them made a mistake today. And the thing I like the best about watching both those guys is they didn't let it affect them on the next play. They came back, and we went right back in the air, and they were able to complete passes and continue the team moving forward and not letting one mistake turn into two. I hope I can find that answer, but I don't know.
How much are you guys kind of in a place where you need to learn about your secondary this spring? And is that the biggest question mark for this team?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, we talk about where are areas that we really have to identify guys to help us this year. I think number one is at corner. We lost 2 corners that played a lot for us that were guys that were pretty productive. B-Stu, I just watched that guy kill it in pro day today. I mean, that guy can run. Marnez had another good pro day as well. Both those guys played a lot of football for us. We're replacing 2 corners that played just about every snap for us. That's something that is the great challenge, is to be able to see if Hassan defense can do it, can Kyle Mayberry do it, can Julian Chandler do it, can Sholai Enda do it. You know, who is it going to be? Is it going to be Justin Williams? The good news is a lot of those guys can play. They can play corner and they can play safety. If they don't work out wide, we can move them inside. You know, Mike Lee is a guy that kind of solidified himself as a safety. I think the biggest challenge for Mike Lee is going to be the sophomore slump. I mean, it happens to so many kids, and I talk to him about it every day. Is, you know, you come out and you have a good freshman year and you start believing all that stuff that gets written, and it's not true. You ain't good enough, and you got a long way to go, and you better not watch it because it ain't true. You better start working, and you better continue to do what it was that got you here. And if he does that, he's gonna be super. If he doesn't, he'll be just like the rest of them sophomores, and he'll slump. But I know him. He's going to continue to do it the way that we ask him to do it. So that's good. Shaq Richmond's a good-looking dude, man. We need him to come on at that other safety because, man, he's what they look like. That's probably the best-looking guy we got in the secondary. Hopefully he can come on. Tyrone Miller, I thought he flashed a couple times a day. I think that guy's a guy. He's got a chance. He needs to come on. He did not play as well his sophomore year as he did as a freshman. Now, we moved him, but he looked a lot more comfortable out there today.
With Meacham being here now, I mean, what are kind of the wrinkles or tweaks we might notice with him being part of the offense?
Well, I'm not going to tell you that. Sorry.
Terminology similar?
You know, a lot of it is very, very similar. Matter of fact, almost all of it is exactly the same. Terminology not going to be the deal. Probably more. More just his twist on it, and you'll see it. You'll see it kind of develop. It doesn't behoove me to talk about that right now, and I hope you know I'm not trying to be smart about it. It just it'll develop into what it develops into. It's kind of a deal for him. You know, he's got to understand and learn our guys too, and what pieces he wants to learn. But it was interesting to watch him work with a couple of pieces today that I don't know that I would have thought to use the way he did. Which is what I love about Meach. He and I think a little differently sometimes, and just watching the way he used Ryan Shadler today was like, that's pretty damn good. I mean, that guy, he can fly. And the things that he did with him were very complementary to his skill set. So it's just some things that he does with creativity about how to utilize the specific personnel, I think, is something that that I can give you that obviously we all do.
How would you compare the amount of new learning of the offense going from Rob Likens to you, comparing that from you to me?
None. Absolutely none. I mean, the signals are the same. The names are the same. I mean, there might be a few new things here and there, but there's no learning. Trust me, I wouldn't have hired him. We're not changing offenses. We are running the air raid. That's probably the biggest thing is we were different when we were here the first year. That was an air raid because I wasn't running it. We weren't not, and I couldn't make a guy run something he didn't know, you know. And I just had too much other things to do. There was just too much to do. And that's not his fault. I love that guy. I love Rob Likens. He does a terrific job. But we're an air raid team. And what we're doing is exactly what Meach and those guys do. I mean, we've learned, we came up in the profession together. We all know it. There is zero change when it comes to that. There might be a little new something here, but there was a new little something each week with us. But the foundation and the bones of it, Tom, are identical. Identical. The reads, the progressions, where you start, where the keys are. I mean, all that stuff is the same.
It's all pretty similar to what Bender ran also, or?
At Washington State?
And at Duco, because that was there.
Yeah. I don't know exactly what all that he was doing at the Juco, so I won't say that. I know that a lot of it was very similar with Nick Coleman and those guys who run it down there. But I do know Mike. I mean, I learned all my stuff from Mike. You know, we learned our stuff from Mike. We all came out of Mike's tree, and we all kind of blossom into the different direction that we go. So it's all based in the same basic tree, and then it branches from there. I think you go back and watch everybody, it's just the unique way they attack you with what they do. Dana's a two-back run guy right now. Maybe he won't be next year because he may have better wideouts. You know, he does a good job with that. You know, Cliff has got his unique deal. Meach has always had his unique deal. So, but it's all within the same system. There's zero start over. And I think that's really the only thing I wanted to make clear is that there is no change. It's exactly the same offense. He's just bringing a really cool touch to it. I love, I just love his swag, man. He got a little swag to him, and those guys, I think that's why those quarterbacks were able to, you know, and really Garrett Riley, same thing. I mean, those guys were able to bounce back today after making a mistake is, man, we're going to play reckless. We're going to go. Let's go. Now, you can't be afraid to make a mistake, man. Fortune favors the bold.
He seems like a very confident guy. You think that can rub off on the quarterbacks?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If you're not going to be confident, you're going to have a hard time playing here right now because it's going to be demanded of you. And we're going to give you the latitude to be able to be confident. Not cocky, but confident in what you're doing. And, you know, that's something I think that he's just fun. I mean, you go in his meetings, I mean, he's one of them guys you want to be around. You know, it's exciting to walk into his meeting because you never know what he's going to say. And, I mean, he may be talking about French toast, and it has nothing to do with 95. And you're like, where did that come from? And all of a sudden, he ties it back in 10 minutes later. And he talked about you ever seen a cat on a pillowcase today in a meeting? And he asked the whole team in there, and I was like, man, what is he talking about? And, you know, he was talking about getting lined up fast, and he was talking about how cats take their time to get set on that pillow, and we don't need any cats on the pillowcase. We need dudes to get out there and get lined up so we can go fast. I mean, and I'm like, what is he talking about? But, man, those kids, they had a ball. He's probably going to hate me for telling that story, but it was funny, and it really kind of, it just kind of kept the meeting light, and I know they knew what he meant, you know.
Watching him with his guys on the sidelines today, I was really, the amount of intensity coming from him, I think, was a little bit of a surprise. Maybe those who've seen him on the sidelines for the first time. Right. How much do you expect him to push his offensive personnel? If today was kind of an indication of what we can expect when we get to August, September.
He's going to push them. I mean, you know, in that meeting today, there's a lot of stuff said. And one of the things that's said is, hey, listen, one thing that's going to happen is you're going to get your butt chewed. Just, I want you to understand that. You're going to get talked to crazy. And you're going to have to be able to handle it and move forward. and still play with a high level of confidence. It can't affect you in a negative way. So we're going to prepare you for that now. So when you get out there on the game field, that anything that gets thrown your way is not going to rattle your confidence. We're going to be focused on playing the next play and not letting little things get to us. And I think that's one of the reasons that his demeanor is the way it is. But he is. He's intense. You know, he's intense. He has high demands of how he wants things done, which is one reason, you know, I wanted him here from the beginning. I thought he was one of the best in the country for a long time, and we're just really, really glad to have him here. I mean, he made a difference in our offense just today, which was great. And Clint, I mean, same thing. I mean, Clint's competing over there. Held the first five plays of the team. I thought we were going to kill each other. I mean, it was crazy. High intensity, and it looked like we were in the middle of the season, and you're like, hey, you're blowing the whistle going, hey, dude, we got to calm down a little bit. Just everybody relax. But it was fun. You want that. You want to have to pull them back and not have to push them forward. They had some fun in that day. Yeah, he's one of the more talented guys we have on the team. I'm not going to anoint him yet. I hate doing that. I talked about it last year with Quib. You put too much pressure on guys when you do that. But very talented guy. A lot of things that he can learn. So glad that Meech is here because Meech is going to help him so much with just playing the position. But he did some things today that you're like, well, I mean, he can go now. I mean, that dude can fly. And he's playing, you know, across from Hassan all day. So that was a pretty good matchup. But he's very versatile. Watching Meech use him was pretty fun to see. You know, Chase Harrell stuck out to me. He made some plays today that I hadn't seen him make. We need him to come on. I thought Shadow looked quick. I really thought that Quib looked quick. He looked like he had improved a lot, and his demeanor is a lot different, a lot more humble, a lot more focused on his craft, which has been good too.
What's it mean to your locker room to have a guy like Shadow and a guy like Joe Dineen back with the squad today?
Man, big Shad. You know, Shad is a guy that all those guys look up to because he just does everything right. And he's also athletic now. He's one of the fastest guys, if not the fastest guy on this team. He can fly. And for what he went through with his unbelievable surgery he had to have everything relocated, I don't know how he was doing it. He must be a superhuman because, I mean, this dude was running 4.3 when he had all of his organs in the wrong place. I mean, it is crazy. I mean, he said he felt like he had the flu for a year, and he was still bench pressing 225 15 to 18 times. I mean, how do you do that when you're that sick? But having him back in there and those guys watching him, I think has been motivating. Same thing with Joe, man. You could tell Joe today was – I haven't seen Joe smile like that in a long time, and it makes you happy as a coach to see that, to get him back on the field. And really for our team, his presence there was big for us defensively. I mean, you could just tell everything was where it was supposed to be because Joe was over there. He's just got that kind of knowledge about what we're doing defensively. You know, Keith, I think, is another guy that can grow into that too. So,
what was Shadler's condition?
Katie, I don't even know what it's called. I mean, yeah, he had a very, very major surgery, and it was not good. But for him to come back and be the way, and he's been through offseason. He looks great, man. I feel so blessed that the kid came back healthy after that because he's got some stuff about him.
Is there a question at any time that he might not come back?
Early on, when I heard what it was, yeah, I wasn't sure he would ever play again. I was really just concerned about him because you just don't hear of that very much. And, you know, we'll give you some more information on that. I probably didn't mean to let that get out, but and make it about that because Shad's one of those guys that's kind of a private guy, but he's got a great family, and I'm just glad he's healthy. Anything else is a bonus, you know. All right, guys. Thanks for staying. I appreciate y'all.